It's just on the other side of the fellowship hall out there. If you plan on going on a short-term missions trip this summer, there are applications for funding in the foyer. If you could submit those no later than next Sunday, that would be great. If you have a student planning on going to Victory Center Bible Camp this summer and you would like scholarships for that, there are applications for that in the foyer as well. If you could return those to the CE board mailbox as soon as possible, that would be great. We have VBS coming up pretty quick here in less than a month. That'll be June 1st through the 4th. So if you want to attend, or you have a student that wants to attend, there are registration forms in the foyer, or you can find those online. We also are in need of staff for VBS, so if you'd like to help out with VBS, you can help out with a class or a certain subject teaching. There's a sign-up sheet for that in the foyer as well. And then there will be a staff meeting if you'd like to help. I'm asking that you come on Sunday, May 16th, and then we'll provide pizza and go over some of the expectations for our volunteers there. There will be a ladies' fellowship event on Thursday, May 20th at 2 p.m. here at the church. So all ladies are welcome to come to that. And then we have a couple things coming up on the calendar as well. We have the spaghetti dinner this morning after Sunday school. And we have youth group tonight at 6 p.m. as normal. Wednesday, we have our young adult Bible study. That'll be at Kelly and I's house. If you are a young adult or feel like you are a young adult, feel free. We are going through Psalms, so it'll be different each week. Feel free to stop in any week and just make sure you stay up to date, because sometimes Kelly and I are out at Sunshine on Wednesdays. So we have that young adults Bible study coming up, and then we have an elders meeting May 11th, Tuesday, and then CE board meeting and deacons meeting on Wednesday, May 12th. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 1 John 2:15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eye and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
Well, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing number 26, and we'll ask you to stand with me, please. A Mighty Fortress is Our God, number 26. Ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for Him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fail Him. And there above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. Truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Good singing. You may be seated. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. And one cultural note to our Ethiopian Orthodox, Happy Easter. It is Orthodox Easter today. So the difference of our Easters, the Western world celebrates the Sunday closest to Passover. The Orthodox celebrate on the exact day that Jesus rose. So their date never floats, ours does. And every so often they coincide. But so I want to make sure I wish them a Happy Easter. A couple of prayer requests that came to me through text this morning with the Freemark family for Liza, Andy, and Maggie's daughter. She has surgery scheduled this week. It is scheduled for Friday. They'll be heading up to Mayo. They need to be there by Wednesday for a COVID test. And then if that is negative, then surgery will be Friday for Liza. So we'll pray for them and their travels, but also for Liza and the surgery. And then for Kelly and Aaron, Kelly's due date is tomorrow. She started having false contractions yesterday. I noticed they're not here today, so I'm not sure the process. But I do know that if the baby does not arrive this week, she will be induced on Friday. So there will be a new addition to the Van Vuren family sometime this week, so we'll be praying for them. Knowing with the nice weather, our farmers are out in the fields and the long hours there, pray for safety. Also for Ron and June Ohm, Ron's Aunt Marilyn is on hospice care. She had a stroke this week and they went to go see her, and they will probably be going back tomorrow. Is that okay? They're both nodding. So yes, she is not able to really eat or drink anything. So her time is drawing to a close on this earth. But we are grateful that she knows Christ as her Savior, and there is hope beyond the grave. But to pray for Ron and June during this time, and for Marilyn's family. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Terry.
My cousin Barbara's husband David is in Houston with brain cancer.
So give me the family relationship again. Cousin Barbara's husband, David. So Terry's cousin Barb, her husband David is down in Texas and had brain surgery. We'll pray for healing from the surgery, but also for long-term healing and God's healing hand in his life. Any other? Todd. So the prayer request for Norma Carr having a stroke this week and ongoing care. So, any other prayer requests? Yes, Ernie. So, yes, and what is your brother's name?
Vernon.
So Ernie's brother Vernon lives down in Missouri. Yesterday, one of his cows decided to go after him and mauled him over pretty good, but at least the initial exam, lacerations on his face and a broken nose, which is miraculous in and of itself, but also we'll pray for his other health needs. So thank you, Ernie. Heidi.
I apologize, I am coming in late to the game here. But if anybody didn't bring up Zane Wolf, we have heard that he's gone to Sioux Falls. His kidneys aren't doing well, that's all we heard. But if anybody else knows any more, I know that he's just really, really been battling for at least 2 years.
Maybe four.
Okay. I said at least 2 years.
Yep. You know, Zane has been dealing with colon cancer, and this past week, his kidney numbers significantly dropped. Potassium numbers went skyrocketing, and so they were going to try to do surgery to put some stents in. His kidneys and his bladder is also being attacked with the cancer. So they were going to have to try a different type of surgery. He was doing dialysis, I know, this week. And it is a long road that he has been on, both he and Sally and the family. So we will lift them up in prayer. So thank you, Heidi, for the reminder. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Oh, June.
Our son Mark started running the temperature yesterday, and he was feeling miserable when we talked to him. So I don't know just what's going on, but he's sick.
Well, we will lift up Mark. He's the one down in Chamberlain, correct?
Correct.
Okay. We will lift up Mark. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for our opportunity to gather today, for the opportunity of recognizing our seniors and how you have worked in their lives. Father, we pray as they go through this month, the busyness of the finishing up of their high school time, that they would be able to see your hand at work. And Father, for the opportunity we have of celebrating with them today. Father, we lay before you our requests. We thank you that you are not overburdened by all the different things that are going on in our lives, whether we have stated them before the congregation, or there only you and us know them. You are active and you're able to work, that you are all powerful. You do not grow weary, you do not slumber or sleep, but you're constantly at work. So, Father, we lift up these requests. We pray for Liza and her surgery this week, for safety in the travels up to Mayo, for the surgical team, and that you would guide their hands, but also for Andy and Maggie and Liza and the family, that you would calm their hearts, that you would give them peace of mind. And we pray for this, the ongoing healing process, that this surgery would be used to continue to help Liza and with her vision and with some of the physical struggles that she has had, and that she is just such a joy and a gift to the family, and we're grateful that we can lift her up as well as all these requests, knowing that you're listening. Father, we pray for Kelly and Aaron, for the new addition to their family, that you would protect both mom and baby's health through this week, that you would give a smooth delivery and both mom and baby would be healthy. Pray for the rest of for Aaron and the rest of the girls, that as they eagerly anticipate, that you would give them patience. Father, we also pray for Ron and June, for Ron's aunt Marilyn, that you would, as you have promised, you'll never leave her nor forsake her. And as she goes through this journey to the other side, we understand that that is how all of us will one day face, that we are mortal. Thankful for the hope she has in Christ. As difficult as it is going through these times, Paul tells us that in our grief we do have hope. And so, Father, I pray for Ron and June as they travel, for the family that they gather, that you would help her to transition to eternity smoothly. Father, we pray that there won't be suffering. Father, we ask that you would also be with their son Mark, that he would, we're grateful that you've given individuals with the understanding of the human body, and that he would go see a doctor and be able to see what may be going on, but that you would heal. Father, we also pray for Terry's cousin's husband, David, with his brain surgery and ongoing treatments, that you would heal, but also that you would give them peace of mind and heart, and help him to know that Jesus Christ is there every day to walk with him. And we also lift up Zane and Sally Wolf. For Zane's immediate treatment, we ask that he would be able to have the surgery to help with his kidneys, that we understand the ongoing battle that he has had with colon cancer, that we continue to ask for your healing. But we also ask for Zane and Sally that they would truly sense your peace and presence. It has been a difficult road for them. There has been moments of glimmers of hope. Father, we pray that their hope would be in Christ. And we know that, as David said, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that they will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And they would truly sense that comfort and that you are walking with them through this time. Father, we pray for Ernie's brother Vernon with his the accident yesterday, as the being mauled by the cow. We pray that you would watch over his health, that we're grateful that so far it just looks like as much as bad as it could have been, we're grateful it wasn't, but that you would bring healing, and for his other health concerns, that we also pray for healing there, and for now no long-term issues to crop up. Father, we think of those that are out in the fields and working with cattle. We take for granted a lot of the daily routine, but Father, we know that we need your protection, Father, I pray for those that are busily trying to get things planted, get fields prepared, that the long hours they do, that you would keep them alert, help them to take the rest that they need. And as they do spring work, it is with the hope that you will provide the moisture we need and the crop, the livestock that to meet our needs. And so that is what we trust you. Father, we leave all these things in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. This time I'm going to ask for Pastor Derek to come forward, as well as those seniors that we're going to be recognizing. So if you guys want to make your way up, and seniors can stand over this direction.
So it's been awesome meeting all you seniors throughout the year, and we have some gifts for you. So we have Bibles for those of you who will come up here and introduce yourself, tell us what you're doing next year, and then also graduate. So I will find you if you don't graduate and take this back. So just saying. All right. So the first one we have is Abby. So you want to come up?
My name is Abby. What else was I supposed to say? I am going to go to Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa, and major in computer science. So.
Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy. Those of you know me from last Sunday was Youth Sunday. Two Sundays ago. I'm going to go back to Texas and attend a community college and preferably get a degree in agribusiness in the end.
Bridget. Hi, my name is Bridget. I will not be heading to college. I will be going to Minnesota to work at a ministry camp for a year. And my name is Bridget.
My name is Cassidy. And next year, I will be going to Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina to study culinary arts.
I'm Taylor Michaelis. I'm going to be going to Frontier School of the Bible in LaGrange, Wyoming, and that's all I know.
Hello, my name is Nahom Haptot Olkasai. Next year, I'm planning on going to Dort and majoring in some form of engineering. Thank you.
We have a couple seniors who couldn't be here today, but I will spare them the awkwardness of introducing themselves next week. So I will pray for them, and then we'll head down. So, Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for all of these students, all these seniors, God, for the amazing things that they've done thus far. And God, I just pray for all the things they have yet to come. God, I pray that you give them peace and comfort as they move on into this season that is sort of unknown and a little bit scary. God, that you just allow them to find rest in you and find confidence in what you're calling them to do. God, I pray that you guide them and you lead them and you allow them to keep you at the center of everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
You'll take your hymn books, or look on the screen. We're going to sing number 486, faith is the victory. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 486. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind breath swept o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death thrill our shining shield. Faith is a victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth augured about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread with our shout. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light with love aflame will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.